I wore my Tecovas, my new brown Tecovas boots, the Chelsea boots, to a dinner a few days ago,
Oh my
and
God,
I
how'd it
got
go?
complimented. Well, they were great. They fit well, but they got complimented, and I was like, well, they're spawn number one, but two, I really do love them. Thank you for complimenting my boots. I love my Tecovas boots. I know Lindsay loves hers too. I love what Tecovas put in their ad copy here. It's about festival and concert season being all about the boots, especially with a big album that came out very recently that I
Oh,
won't name. But
this
if you
ain't
love this album, you're
Texas.
gonna this ain't Texas. You're gonna want your Tecovas. You know, this ain't Texas. These Tecovas. They have seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All of their boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. They have first wear comfort, so you don't have to like break them in and wear them in. They're comfortable right out of the box. I can say that from experience, it's true. And their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. And if you live in a place with a Tecovas store, you should probably go there because they give you a drink, they help you out, they help you pick the perfect boots that you want, and it smells good because there's leather everywhere. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized and regular live music and events, so there's no in-store experience quite like it. But if you can't make it into a store, just go to tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Looking for an apartment sucks wherever you live. People in New York will say, oh, it's so hard to find an apartment here. It's hard to find an apartment anywhere. It stinks. You have your mandatories, you have the things that you won't compromise on, you have the things that you don't care about. Like, let's say, oh, I need a
Dishwasher.
dishwasher. I need a dishwasher. I can't live without a dishwasher.
Dishwasher.
I don't care if I don't have a washer and dryer. Some people feel the exact opposite. Some people don't need any amenities. Some people need an elevator. Some people don't.
That's so beautiful. We all need different things. And that's why Apartments.com has an app where you can literally use it to tell it what you need and what you don't need. And it tells you, oh, apartments. Here's some.
So instead of looking through every single rental listing you possibly can in the neighborhoods you want, you set and forget, like in that old rotisserie grill ad, you set and forget what you want. And Apartments.com will let you know when an apartment that matches what you want appears on the market.
From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tools let you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking are listed. So you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alerts mean you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time doing you.
Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
You will dream it.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And we're done with our tour. You won't hear us, you know, beg you for ticket sales anymore, right?
I think I'm happier about that than our audiences.
No more humiliating.
Please to buy
no
tickets.
No more humiliating begging, yeah.
Shut
up.
We sold out a beautiful audience in DC and Boston, and we did amazing topical jokes. I hope you guys loved our topical humor. So many
Dunkin' gags. Oh, did you like our visuals?
So many visuals.
Oh, we did visuals. We listened to Lindsay's mom heckling us. No, there was no heckling,
God.
But they were there.
No, she heckled. She heckled.
She's a bit of a heckler.
Also, you know, the tour is quote unquote over, but will we maybe be doing New York shows in the fall? Because we live here. Technically,
yeah,
not a tour.
Why not? It's like
Probably.
Home.
So
it's like doing something
tuned.
In our backyard. It's just fine. It's not a tour.
Except we would never do a show in Bobby's backyard. It's too small.
No. Also, you would get completely obliterated by mosquitoes.
Yes. It would have to be a free show because you'd want your money back otherwise.
Oh, what else is going on today? There's important breaking news to talk about, and that is that Rachel Brosnahan likes every kind of water.
Hold up.
Every kind of water, Lindsay.
Record scratch.
Every kind of water, Rachel Brosnahan likes it.
Every kind
LaCroix likes it.
Of
Spindrift
water.
Likes it. Still likes it. Airplane water likes it. Phoenix water.
Some of those
likes
are seltzers,
it.
Not waters. She just likes every kind of water. You're telling me if you send Rachel Brosnahan to places where water is not safe to drink out of the tap, she would be like, I
She's
like it.
Oh, I like every kind of water. Yeah.
That's a bold claim that...
She goes to a hotel and they're like, okay, so like, be sure to just drink the bottled water because the water out of the tap, like your body's probably not used to it. So just avoid. And she's like, no, I like every kind of water.
Rachel Brosnahan so goes to Chernobyl on like a tourist trip because she loved the HBO show Chernobyl. And they're like, Rachel, do not drink the water here. And she's like, don't worry, I love every kind of water.
If you put a Geiger counter near the water, it will like go crazy. And she's like, no, but I love that kind of
water. So why does Rachel Brosnahan like every kind of water?
Because she's making money from Cetaphil.
Yeah, that's true. So this was the headline on The Cut. They interviewed Rachel Brosnahan. And honestly, like every single publication that got this press release about Rachel Brosnahan doing Spawn for Cetaphil posted it. I don't know what happened to you guys. I mean, something happened where single publication posted about this watershed.
Right. And so they were like, hey, Rachel Brosnahan is now combining with Rachel Brosnahan is now working with Cetaphil. Like, she's a new spokesperson for it. Would you want to do an interview with her and talk about her life, but also her water and like hydration and Cetaphil? And they were like, sure. The Cut took the bait. Who else took the bait? Plenty of people took the bait.
Everyone took the bait. People took the bait. They were
like, a chance to talk to Rachel Brosnahan about, among other things, water. I'm in.
Women's Wear Daily took the bait. Everyone, literally, I could not find someone who had not written about about Rachel Brosnahan and Cetaphil. Like, this is the most wild thing. That this was something, because if you put any of those separately, you're like, would you want to write about Rachel Brosnahan? No. Do you want to write about Cetaphil? No. Together? Still no.
I love that they try to work in the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel thing into the Rachel Brosnahan loves water and Cetaphil angle. So you have, when you try to do that, you get sentences like this. So this is Rachel Brosnahan speaking in like what is essentially gibberish. When I was in high school, I was over-treating little breakouts and then I was really dry. My mom recommended the Gentle Skin Cleanser. At the time, I felt like I had a medicine cabinet that looked like Midge's, as in Midge Maisel, filled with products that were all supposed to do something different. Simplifying that really changed how my skin looks and behaves. You don't need to stretch this like metaphor. Like, you don't need to start talking about your character. We don't care.
It gets worse. Rachel Brosnahan also revealed her must-have beauty products she'd take with her if she had to travel back in time. Quote, I would take the Cetaphil Gentle Skin Cleanser with me. Yeah, well, you'd also take the $10 million that you're getting to do this ad. $10 million. I'm exaggerating.
It's like, I'd also take antibiotics. I'd take toothpaste. Like, I would take any modern convenience, right?
She's that also makes, like, so funnily the first person to ever do Cetaphil Spawn. It's just so funny to me that they chose Rachel Brosnahan. Like, it's the perfect pairing of, like, bland, innocuous, like, who doesn't not like Rachel Brosnahan, I guess, like, perfect audience, you know, old Jews, just kidding, she's not Jewish, just FYI in case you didn't know.
It's wild that she is not Jewish, right?
Wild.
Isn't like everyone else on that show who plays a member of her family and like immediate friend group like actually Jewish?
I mean, it's not about who, other people on that show not being Jewish would be equally kind of weird too, but it's just that the show itself is like,
right, but isn't the show like Jewish. Extremely Jewish?
Yes,
like,
yes.
And Jewish people love it because they're like, "Wow, like this is such like an accurate representation."
Sure, but even
of,
not Jewish people like
Jewish
it.
Family.
Sure, but even not Jewish people like it too. It's just more like it's this like title character in this show that's like mostly about like old Jews, and she's just not Jewish. But that's not the point of the Cetaphil thing. You don't need to be Jewish to use Cetaphil, FYI, in case you've. We're misled.
The point of the Rachel Brosnahan Cetaphil thing is that, yes, we said that every single publication on the internet took the bait. We weren't quite honest with you. Yes, every publication did take the bait, but Daily Mail, in taking the bait, was like, look, we're not going to do what you want. We're going to take the bait, but we're going to give it our own spin. And so because it's the Daily Mail,
you can't
got this
trust
headline.
Them. You can't trust them. They'll do whatever they want.
Rachel Brosnahan sits pretty in floral frock as she unveils partnership with Cetaphil, .. after reflecting on Aunt Kate Spade's death 1 year on.
Wild.
How incredibly rude.
You know, like, the editor at the Daily Mail was like, we can't just post about Rachel Brosnahan's Cetaphil. Come on.
Although, as if that's so far below their standards.
That's true. Well, but sure, but they gotta spice it up. And honestly, I know it's a little bit of a problematic spicy, but it's spicy.
They could have posted about Rachel Brosnahan teaming up with Cetaphil if she hadn't worn like paisley, very demure, full body dresses in the photos. You know, she's covering every inch of her skin. If she were wearing like, if she were showing off her slim pins, if she were showing her ample cleavage and or assets, maybe they would have taken the bait.
But no.
She's like completely covered.
They had to go a different route. Also,
they were like,
Cetaphil,
she's showing
all you
no
gotta
skin.
Show is your face. You know, it's face wash. You don't have to show your skin.
they're not showing her assets. They're not showing her slim pin. So they were like, well, we got to talk about a death. Let's find a tragedy. Oh, right. Her aunt.
I was just thinking as I was looking at the word Cetaphil, what a very like engineered name for something that is supposed to be like cleansing, like clean. Mm-hmm. So that they're trying to spin it to be like cool and young. There's no way you're going to get a word Cetaphil to be like cool for young people. You have to change the name.
And they're not changing the logo. Like, you know, they're not trying to make it like pink and rainbow and like JoJo Siwa. Like, it still looks like medicine.
It looks
the logo
like
looks like medicine.
Right.
It looks like something that's in your grandma's cabinet, which is fine.
It is in your grandma's cabinet. And your grandma is Rachel Brosnahan.
But anyway, Cetaphil is not paying us to do this ad. So let's move on to the next topic. What's funny about this, we talked about this in our... We talked about this in our live show, and it wasn't until you added the actual copy in here that I knew what this was for. But there was this Just Jared headline that I saw that said, Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard surprised expectant moms while shopping. That seems like a bad idea, right? Like, you don't really want to be surprising expectant moms while they're shopping.
The number one people you don't want to surprise are pregnant people. I mean, it's other like, people
surprise,
too,
your water
like,
just broke. Yeah.
Surprise, you're giving
surprise.
Birth.
Surprise! Surprise, you're in labor.
Can you imagine? You're like, Dax Shepard. Is that Dax Shepard? Oh, no. Is Dax Shepard a them now? Are they as a couple like thems, honestly?
I think they really, they strong-armed their way into them, and
I think it
worked.
I think as a couple, they're thems, to be honest with you, even though he is still like a confusing entity.
To who's make of them, sometimes.
His podcast sometimes. Helped him, I think. So they surprised this poor pregnant mom named Candace Baldwin at a Walmart in Arkansas. Oh my God, what the hell? And because they have these products, they have children's products called Hello Bello. They're like two regular Jessica Albas, which they sell at Walmart. They include diapers, wipes, baby wash, diaper rash. God, that is setting yourself up for some kind of problematic issue. Makes me
something
so nervous. Something is not good.
There is an ingredient. There is an ingredient in one and or
asbestos.
All of them. Oh my God. It is going to give a baby a rash that is going to put Kristen Bell in the headlines once again.
It's true. So they snuck up on this poor pregnant woman, said, surprise. And she immediately gave birth. And then the baby was named Kristen Bell.
All one word, Kristen Bell.
So that's not as fun as it was at the show because you really need the visual. But I don't recommend you Google it because it's terrifying.
It's so scary. It looks like a horror movie poster. Speaking of scary, John Travolta's daughter is now an actress that we are supposed to be taking seriously.
I mean,
are we taking the bait? There's a lot about taking the bait. Are you taking the bait?
Right now I'm taking the bait because I'm talking about her, right? I guess.
That's true. We always take the bait. Who am I kidding?
But what's so interesting about this is that, like, you know, these are kids. John Travolta's kids are never seen or heard from. They are very much kind of hidden behind.
Yeah, but they're in Sea Org.
They're hidden by the Clearwater, Florida gates or whatever, where they live. But because she wants to be an actress, or maybe he wants her to be an actress, or who even knows what's going on here, we are getting this insane, obvious rollout of this woman. She is, I think she's like 16. How old is she?
She's 19.
She's 19.
Yeah, she's 19.
She's looks like her father. She's ready to act. And she's not only being put in this straight to VOD role, her father is also starring in the movie, so give it a little boost. But the problem is that, like, John Travolta starring in a movie is not really like gonna give it the boost that
it's not a draw anymore.
This girl needs.
And even Morgan Freeman's in it, not helping. You know?
It's like a straight
Famke
to VOD.
Janssen's in it, not
it's
helping.
A very straight to VOD knockoff of like Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil or something.
It's just like a basic noir movie. It's dumb. It's like the South. He's a PI. Play the opening of the trailer opening of the trailer has some of the most like terrible exposition I've ever heard in my entire life.
My name is Carson Phillips. I'm a Hollywood PI. I like to drink, smoke, and gamble.
So she joined Instagram, but the thing was all the press releases happened, like all the people, everyone wrote about it when she joined Instagram, which was even creepier because she joined Instagram just like a normal person would. And she got all this press. And then the Scientology people were like, or the people who write about Scientology in like a critical way, were like, she was just at this big party. She's definitely involved. And now they're trying to make her an actress. And clearly, like, John Travolta's like paying for a lot of this or, you know, cashing a lot of favors.
Kelly Preston's paying too, Lindsay. Don't discount Kelly Preston's bank account.
Followed by, Meghan Trainor, God, Extra TV, and Randall Emmett Films, meaning the Vanderpump guy, Fofty.
Why is he following her?
I don't know. Like that. I have no idea.
I'm not a fan of that. I love that this photo.
Oh, I know, because of Gaudy. Travolta was in Gaudy.
Oh, she was, and she was also in Gaudy.
Was she?
She had a little role in it. She had a little role in it.
Yeah.
So this photo is really funny that you put in here. It's her selfie, like in the mirror, and it says, and she has kind of a hair wrap on. And she says, channeling my inner Frenchie, hashtag beauty school dropout, hashtag Grease. Well, two mentions of Grease on this podcast in a month. What I find funny about this is that, like, do you really expect a lot of 19-year-olds to be really, really big fans of Grease and, like, mention it in their Instagram captions?
So, like, I don't maybe do, so, but what you're getting at is, like, is this the only movie that this Travolta daughter has ever seen? And I would maybe agree with you.
If you told me that, if you got like an interview with one of their housekeepers who knows all the facts and like signed a million NDAs, he'd be like, okay, housekeeper, tell me everything you know about John Travolta's life. Like, wink, 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 tell me everything. And he's like, you know what? I could go into that for days, but really the strangest thing about the family is that the daughter has only seen Grease. It's the only movie I've ever seen.
That is not what the lead would be.
Nobody's like, you know what? I've been watching John Travolta's, like, you know, life for a long time, and the only thing that made my blood run cold was noticing that Ella has only seen Grease.
It would not surprise me if their culture is really, really small, like a really small amount of things. What are these
Grease?
Like, even allowed to do? I mean, they definitely, you know, have watched their mom in the She Will Be Loved video, the Maroon 5 video, a million times. But aside from that, and Grease, did you guys know that? Did you guys remember that? I didn't. I had to look it up.
She's the titular she, and She Will Be Loved. You know what other movie that she would have had to have watched? Battlefield Earth, because both of her parents were in it, and it's about Scientology.
Right. Oh, God, that's so sad.
So, Grease and Battlefield
Earth. Could you live on a diet of only John Travolta movies if you had to?
I don't know. I feel like it's like keto. Something happens to your brain. It's like ketosis, but like when you've only consumed Battlefield Earth.
You would go into ketosis, but you would be like, you'd be like, Michael is the best movie. Michael.
But you have to only watch them for like a couple of weeks, you know, for your body to actually go into shock, like go into ketosis. Travotis. And then once you've reached Travotis, you're like fully, you're on board with all of his movies exclusively. Yeah. Like, oh my God, have you seen Old Dogs? Iconic.
Well, because you don't have much to work with. So Old Dogs is like, it's high on your list.
Oh my God, I love the movie Michael. You're right.
Michael. I did like Michael, but that's fine. What's really creepy is now they're doing press, but they're doing press together, which I hate.
I'm ridiculous. I'm behind the camera mouthing every word she says and doing her moves. And my wife, Kelly, gets hysterical watching me watch her. Because I just want it to go great. I have the whole set vested and everything. And poor Ella, she hadn't acted since their film with Robin. Mm-hmm. And they gave her the most complicated scene, 4 a.m. She had to cry, hold a gun, consider all sorts of things, and she nailed it.
Because nobody's going to see this movie, and yet John Travolta gets a lot of attention. So when he does press, he gets attention. But like what he's promoting is not like equal to what he's doing the press for. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he's on these big shows doing press with his daughter, and they're promoting this movie that's like, you know, right?
I wanna read my favorite line from People's story, because People's like happy to take the bait. They'll talk about Ella Travolta for days. They don't care. But my favorite,
like, we all won't say that the reason why we still care about John Travolta is because of Scientology. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We all won't say it. I mean, I'm saying.
Well,
it.
You even put the screenshot in here on Ella Travolta's Instagram. One of the top comments is Jenna Elfman being like stunning. Of course, that's one of her top comments. Like, does she have any friends outside of her parents and Scientologist friends? That bubble is so tiny.
I mean, you know, they send out like a newsletter to all the celebrities in Scientology, and they're like, "Hey, can you go like comment on El Travolta's Instagram?" That's a joke, but that I could believe that to be real.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I believe everything.
Yeah.
This line from People I Love: to help prep for her dramatic role as a young widow in The Poison Rose, Ella turned to Travolta for acting advice on the set. What? To help prep for her dramatic role as a young widow, Ella turned to Travolta. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That is more proof that she doesn't know anyone else.
Duh. Her father knows. He's method. Just kidding. He's not method.
I do not want to know if he can fly. I know he can't fly. Only little angels can fly because their wings.
Says who?
I just thought.
Halos.
Yes.
Inner light.
Yes.
I'm not that kind
of. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Angel.
I want to talk about my favorite story of the week. Can you move to it?
Yes.
I love the story because it has a beginning, a middle, and an end.
Once again, this bitch is in the news, and I don't mean Olivia Munn. It's a dog.
It's always funny to use bitch when you actually mean a female dog.
Oh, it's
That's
the best
so
joke in the book. That's the book of jokes that I bought for this podcast.
No joke is better. So Olivia Munn. Olivia Munn. Listen to this like word. This is how I was first revealed to this story. This Page Six headline: Olivia Munn dispatched by dog walking app WAG after alleged dog napping. So it's sort of like, I have so many questions. One is like, what is WAG? Why is Olivia Munn involved? Did Olivia Munn do the dog napping?
Is
it her dog that was
insane.
Napped?
Insane. Like grammar has never. Grammar is shook. You know, like
Olivia Munn dispatched by dog walking app WAG after alleged dog napping.
10 New Yorker copy editors just got like shivers down their spines hearing you read that. Are there 10? Yikes, that might be overestimating. They have some.
So. The long story short, WAG is this app that Olivia Munn is sort of creatively involved in. She is the quote creative strategist, which is sort of a vanity title. I think she was an investor too. So she has like stake in this app WAG. What WAG does, it's an app on your phone for people who need dog walkers. And it comes with, whenever you sign up for it, you get this special lockbox to put on your front door. And only WAG people, WAG dog walkers, have access to this key. And so when you need a dog walker, they just send someone who has WAG accreditation. And they show up to your house, they use the WAG code, they pull out the key, they walk your dog, they put it back. So someone in Battery Park, this neighborhood in New York, used WAG. Someone came to walk their cute little dog and they ran off with it. They know this because there's like only WAG people have access to the lockbox. Also, they have security cameras in their building and they saw the WAG dog walker grab the dog and run out the door. Okay. So when they came home and realized that their dog was missing, of course they're distraught. They contact WAG, and what does WAG do? WAG connects them to none other than creative strategist Olivia Munn, and they were on the phone with her from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. Imagine that, being on the phone with Olivia Munn from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. talking about your lost dog instead of with the police.
It's just crazy to me that they just like connected her to Olivia Munn. But actually, what I think I read a little bit deeper into this, and I think it's a little bit different than what we thought at the show. I think the people wrote about it on Instagram and Olivia Munn like found it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so they complained.
So basically what I think happened, let me show you where I found this information. Oh, here. So they say their investigation didn't kick into high gear until they tagged Munn, an investor with the company. So these smarties actually were like, oh, our dog is lost. Olivia Munn, like, come like fucking tell us what to do about this. You love WAG? So they tagged her and she called them. So she calls them and they're like, oh, I guess we got what we wanted, but like we didn't want this. Like then they have to be on the phone with Olivia Munn for hours, right?
Hours, literally 2 hours. They said 2 hours.
At 4 a.m. Then they finally call the cops and the cops get the footage and get the dog back.
Fortunately, like this guy was who did the robbing is an idiot. And he like didn't realize that number one, there was a camera in there. Number two, not many people have access to the WAG lockbox and they have his fucking name. Cause he was a WAG walker. Like it was the guy they suspected it being. They went to his house. They got the dog back, reunited. NYPD took a nice little photo of them reunited with the dog. But the next funniest thing about this is this commercial for WAG that Olivia Munn was in a couple years ago, because she joined WAG in what, 2015? She was like, I'm investing in WAG. I have a passion for like dogs and dog walking. Cause we know that's Olivia's thing. It's like shelter dogs and dog walking. She's pivoting to
WAG
that.
Is not a bad thing to invest in, but if no. I was like trying to not be the face of dogs getting murdered, then I wouldn't want to invest in something that could possibly. That's like being like, I know Uber is a good idea, but everyone involved in it is miserable and like, hey, you know what I mean? And that's, I don't really want to be associated with something that seems like it's going to be like cause more ill. This is
and
what
like,
WAG.
Take advantage of people who use it, of the workers.
Like,
yeah.
You really have to be choosing your financial gain over like what it might do to your reputation or emotional sanity, because you're basically responsible for this thing that like WAG that has strangers going into other stranger, other people's houses.
Yeah. And I think that's a lot of, the criticism with WAG that we've read.
I have a lot of friends who use it. And
who have dog walkers, like, are like, why would I use WAG? I want the same person that I can trust going
right.
into my
and
house.
Right, and WAG, which you would think, like, you have a dog worker through WAG, you could say, like, can the same person just keep coming back? Like,
you can't
I'll just,
do it.
And I'll still go through the app. You can't do it. So
you can't do it. You just have to trust
problem.
That it's going to be a good person.
Or you
got to
find them on Instagram and hire them on the side, you know?
Though I will say, this isn't the worst possible news, because it shows that, like, these people got caught pretty soon after they stole it.
Sure.
Whatever.
Sure. But it shows that their vetting process is unreliable. There's someone just could just take the dog.
Yeah. There's an ad for WAG that we're going to play a little part of here. It's really hard to deal with unless you can see it. But basically what's happening is Olivia Munn is in a house that she's, you know, making us assume is hers. But it's the most like basic, normal looking house that Olivia Munn would never step foot in, let alone live in. And she says goodbye to her golden retriever before going to work, which is like, excuse me, what is that?
I love you.
She's like, bye, sweetie, go on to work. And then she pets the dog, and then she goes out the door, and the dog is like alone and sad.
Yeah.
The funniest thing that I can possibly imagine in the whole entire world is a golden retriever, a loyal, beautiful golden retriever, looking up at Olivia Munn and saying, have a good day at work, Olivia Wilde.
Fucking Jesus Christ. This joke of yours. How long?
Imagine the dog getting Olivia Munn's name wrong. Please.
I just like
the
idea of her being like,
have a good day at work, Olivia Wilde.
Okay, like, I'm going to work. Have a nice day. And the dog's like, what's your job? Like, in its brain, it's like, you have a job? Like, what's your job? Not to
Who
be fair,
are
all
you?
Golden Retrievers are probably like, what's your job? But especially to Olivia Munn, like, what's your job?
Hey, be good, kiddo. I gotta go to work. I love you. Bye.
Have a good day at work, Olivia Wilde.
Turns out her job is like doggy detective.
Doggy detective, and it should be as we Photoshop posters at the show, but it would like, Olivia Munn Doggy Detective makes as much sense as most Hallmark original mysteries, so they should just do it. Olivia Munn Doggy Detective, she finds lost dogs. Great. And it also promotes WAG. WAG would pay for the movies. It would be a great business idea.
Yeah. I mean, overall, this is actually good press for Olivia Munn, who like
and WAG
is still recovering from the bad press she just got, you know?
I already sort of forgot about the bad press.
She called out, you know, she called out the bloggers.
Yeah, she was like, you need to calm down. What's next here?
God.
Oh, you love this story. This is really fun.
This
is cute.
Is good. So
it's sweet.
Here's the thing. Diddy and Cassie. Do you know who those people are? Of course you do.
Yes.
Diddy, Cassie have been dating a long time.
Long, 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 long time.
Diddy's ex-wife, Kim Porter. I don't know if they actually were married, had kids together. Kim Porter recently died. It was really tragic. It was like sudden. Diddy kind of probably went through it. His kids are definitely going through it. But he's been dating Cassie, who's kind of this like one hit wonder who in a very Tinashe way, everyone's like trying to root for to get a single kind of. But she also, to be fair, isn't trying like Tinashe to get more.
No,
she'll occasionally release stuff, but not really. Mm-hmm. But she's beautiful. And her and Diddy had been together for a long time, off and on almost. Like they broke up. They got back together, whatever. But Diddy, the thing about him is that if you like, you don't even need to put your ear to the ground. You got to just like, you can just put your ear like tilted towards the ground. You'll hear kind of that like he is not a very faithful person. He's got a lot going on, as you can imagine, with like people on the side, blah, blah, blah. Like that's allegedly, but like it's kind of out there. He had like a few different kind of side chick characters floating around him for a while. Just check out, you know, the message boards at Lipstick Alley if you need any more information, right? I mean,
right.
You know where to go.
Right.
But anyways, recently it just came out. So Diddy and Cassie broke up like 4 months ago, like very recently.
A few months ago.
Maybe they'd been broken up longer, but like officially it came out they were broken up. I was kind of like, oh, they might get back together because they're just the type that would.
I just assumed they would, yeah.
But literally a few days ago, it was announced that Cassie is not only dating someone else, but she's pregnant. So literally, she's pregnant by this new boyfriend who turns out to be her personal assistant. Who turns out to be her personal trainer, who turns out to have been hired by Diddy himself. So like a few months ago, there were rumors. It was like Diddy believes that Cassie cheated on him with the personal trainer. The source explains why Diddy believed there was absolutely overlap, says the source. Cassie wanted a personal trainer, so Diddy hired Alex. His name's Alex Fine. He's very hot for her. Then Cassie and Alex start hooking up before her relationship with Diddy's over. I believe that Cassie was so like traumatized by having to be in a relationship with Diddy, this egomaniac, essentially, that any like hot cute guy like who got near her, she was like great, like
she was like,
he's
this
super
is
nice, supportive emotionally and physically as your trainer.
Also,
and
physical trainers, like people have, this is not rare for people to hook up with their physical trainers. I mean, look at what the job is, you know.
But the grossest thing about this entirely is that like Diddy posts, of course, a picture of them and is like, congratulations to Cassie at Cassie and Alex. He knows his handle, but he doesn't put it there. I wish you all nothing but love and happiness. God bless. And it's like, I saw somebody posting this on Twitter. They put a screenshot of that and a screenshot of Chris Brown, like kind of harassing, what's her face? His ex, with a K. What's her name?
Oh, Karrueche Tran.
Yeah. He was like, remember he was like kind of harassing her on Instagram, being like, that loser, like he's dressed poorly, whatever. Somebody put that screenshot next to this one of Diddy and was like, same energy. Because even though Diddy's like, all love, hidden beneath that, but like not very far beneath, like just right under the surface.
Oh, it's basically surface level, yeah.
Is this kind of like fake love thing. I got my eye on you. I always will, you know.
I mean, look at his Twitter handle. Of course he has his eye. I mean, look at his Twitter profile. Of course he has his eye on them.
It's so weird.
He's
it's
doing
so
the little creepy heart hands over his eyes,
it's
but it's sort
so
of
creepy.
It sort of looks like it looks like he's doing the little heart hands, but really
he's,
it's kind of
like
he's using binoculars.
Yeah, to look at Cassie's right life.
And he's like, I'm watching you, Cassie, and I'm watching you, Alex.
It's true though. I mean, it's Diddy is like a dark hole a little bit. There's a lot going on there, and you just
and there
have to
always
Google.
Has been. He's just extremely good at seeing like so jovial and like just happy and good, and like there's nothing wrong, but like there's something, there's like
always something. So this happened and I'm like so happy for Cassie. Her boyfriend's super hot, he seems really nice. I mean, if you look at his, I mean, I don't know him, but like if you look at his Instagram, he seems cool. He seems like he does fitness for a lot of celebs and they
Lindsay
love him.
Scrolling through shirtless photos, he seems really cool.
I mean, whatever.
Wow,
the comparison is Diddy, so I'm like, I feel like she upgraded severely. Mm-hmm. And she deserves it. And she also deserves another hit single because honestly, you know, me and you, there's not enough. You've been waiting so long. I'm here to answer your call. I know that I shouldn't have had you waiting at all. I've been so busy, but I've been thinking about what I want to do with you. What's next?
Okay.
Dakota Johnson, is she a who?
I think Dakota Johnson's kind of a who, yeah.
You think so? So we're allowed to talk about this?
Yeah, I think so.
They're Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin, supposedly, allegedly, according to, actually, at this point, it's been a lot. They haven't confirmed it, but it's been a lot of tabloids that they're breaking.
I was going to say, it's not officially confirmed yet, but it seems right.
They broke up, but you know what's so funny? It's like they broke up, and this is strange to me, and maybe I'm like off. They broke up because people wrote that she wasn't ready to have children and he wanted to have children. And maybe I'm crazy. He's the older one. She's the younger one. He already has children. So he wanted to have more children with her.
He wanted Dakota Johnson babies.
And she wasn't ready. Again, she's 29. So she does. It is. She could have children in a few years. She doesn't need
to
have
them now. He wanted that extremely desirable Melanie Griffith, Don Johnson DNA.
Yeah. Right. I agree.
It's a hot commodity.
But so does many movies, and that's why she's cast. But that's why, but I just thought the reasoning was so strange. If you had said she wanted kids and he didn't, I'd be like, okay, well, he already has kids. Like, mm-hmm. that makes sense, you know, whatever. Like, he's older, but it's the opposite, which maybe I'm like being kind of like, you know, a little bit boring and conservative or traditional, but it just interests, it's an interesting reason that all of these tabloids are giving.
It's absolutely interesting, and it's absolutely sort of a left turn from what you'd expect. It's coming from out of left field. That's what I mean.
It's also a left turn, which could be weird sometimes. Left turns are weird.
But you included this in here, and I'm glad you did, because I remember these sorts of headlines when this photo came out on Derek Blasberg's Instagram of Derek Blasberg, iconic celebrity friend, and Gwyneth Paltrow.
One of our top vamps in the industry.
Sort of all eating dessert together, Dakota, Gwyneth, and Derek. And it was like, oh, yeah, Gwyneth is happy that Dakota's in the family or joining the family. This is something that's going to be long term. Even if that doesn't mean marriage, like Dakota and Chris are in it to win it. And
Headline being, Gwyneth Paltrow, quote, has worked hard to include Dakota Johnson into her family, says source. Incredible source, by the way.
I believe that, you know.
I believe that Gwyneth Paltrow wants to work Dakota Johnson into her family. Like, that's insane.
Again, she wants a little bit of that Melanie Griffith, Don Johnson DNA. She's into
Don't
it.
Don't we all? But I kind of thought Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson were definitely going to be... they seemed like boring enough to just continue to be a thing. Remember when we thought she was pregnant and she wasn't?
I still think she's pregnant. She's still pregnant. I think they're still going to get married.
This whole story is about how she's not pregnant. Do you just realize that?
I just realized that this is directly disproving what we said. But I don't really think it's changing my mind.
You still think she's pregnant, even though...
I'm going to call them and be like, but did you see that gender reveal like 1 year ago?
Like, you remember the pregnant. Gender reveal? Yeah, they had gender reveal. It was balloons. It was like blue balloons or pink balloons. And we were like, gender reveal, she's pregnant.
Yeah. And the whole world was like, gender reveal, she's pregnant.
Have we ever gotten a pregnant, right? Do you know who is definitely pregnant, though?
Who is definitely pregnant?
Schwarzenegger.
Oh, there's no way in hell. Oh, my God. She's pregnant. Of course that woman is pregnant.
Yeah.
Katherine Schwarzenegger, as pregnant as Dakota Johnson.
And if we're 0 for 3, I will eat my hat. Eat it. Crow. I'll eat crow and
Which
I'll eat
hat?
My hat.
Will you eat your Joanne hat?
No, I don't. I'll eat one of the Who Weekly hats. I'll fully eat it. If we are wrong, 3 for 3 pregnancies, because now we've gotten wrong Dakota. We've gotten wrong
Miranda.
Miranda. And we are maybe about to get wrong Katherine Schwarzenegger.
I think we're right about Catherine.
Catherine Pratt, excuse me.
I feel like Catherine Pratt's is going to give birth in approximately, when did she get married? Last week? Yeah. 7 months then.
Right.
7 months.
Right. You have to give birth so you can plausibly lie about when the pregnancy occurred. Like, you have to, it has to be a 2 or 3 month, you know, variable.
Yeah. Right. She's definitely pregnant. And if she is not pregnant, she does not have a baby in the next 8 months, let's say, Lindsay will eat her Who Weekly hat.
I'll eat it. Just like Wendy will eat crow. I'll eat the hat.
Just like Carrie Katona ate a greasy bacon cheeseburger while topless on the beach in Mykonos before washing it down with a chocolate sundae after spending all week at a health retreat.
I love this. Incredible photo exclusive. This woman is straight up topless eating a burger on a beach, just like not stopping for air. Love her. What a legend. I didn't know about Carrie Katona, really. I just knew that I'd seen her name a lot. She's like a tabloid icon.
I see her on the Daily Mail so often that I've sort of gotten blinders to
Me
it
too.
Like, and I was like, I don't even know who she is. Like, I knew she was sort of vaguely a singer, but it wasn't until looking at the Wikipedia that I was like, oh, it's not even like I would know anything she sang, you know? Like,
yeah, but you would know that she was so hugely popular in England.
Oh, well, yeah.
So
I knew that, but I didn't know why, really.
She was a member of girl group Atomic Kitten. Like, could not tell you a song of theirs that was popular because it really didn't cross over.
No.
And not only was she a singer in Atomic Kitten, she married a guy from Westlife, the other like iconic British boy band that
Westlife,
didn't really
I
have
did
hits.
Know.
They had one hit in the United States, but I don't know which it was. What was it? Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
But
so then she divorced him. So she's had 3 marriages and I think she has 5 kids. And then she now, and so now she is like basically this like reality show legend. She's been on like every reality show that there even is. This woman has not only been in all of the reality shows you've heard of in the UK. So like I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Big Brother. She also had an amazing slew of shows that were just MTV shows about her that were called Carrie Katona, Crazy in Love, Carrie Katona, Whole Again, and Carrie Katona, What's the Problem? So basically...
What is the problem? Did we ever find that out?
I think bipolar and alcoholism and a few other things are the problem.
Oh, like actual problems. Yeah. Okay, it wasn't a joke.
If you're wondering
okay.
like what the problem is, okay. That's the problem. But this woman seems like she's like a tabloid fixture. And I see her name all the time. And obviously these photos of her literally eating a burger on the beach, photo exclusive, prove that she is a legend.
That she can do anything she wants and she will get covered. And also, like, you don't eat a burger like that on the beach topless unless you want to be photographed, you know? Which is fun.
Literally.
Right?
Yeah.
Also, she gets married and divorced a lot, which is really good tabloid fodder, right?
She is. And she was even held, she was even once held hostage, which is, like, incredible. I mean, bad, but also, like, you know.
Who held her hostage?
She was held hostage at her home in Cheshire. 3 men entered her home. Oh, wow.
No, home
that's
invasion.
Scary.
Oh, that's
but
awful.
nobody was harmed. The men left with a blue BMW and some valuables, and they found the car, and it was stressful, very stressful for her. Maybe that is problematic for me to be like, no big deal. It was a big deal. It's very scary.
That seems like a huge deal.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about these captions that you put in, because when you sent me this last night, I was like, oh, wow, this is really something else.
Yeah.
Well-deserved break. She's been busy honing her figure at G.I. Jane's boot camp retreat in Greece for the past few days. Sumptuous? She wore her blonde locks tied away from her face with lime green headband, lest her platinum mane interfered with her greasy treat. Mm-hmm. You spilled, hon. She opted to leave off her top as she chomped on the fast food, sporting a flimsy pair of pink pale bottoms.
Incredible.
Really good. The burger does look extremely good. I will say, though, I hate the phrase, Carrie Katona doesn't stop for air as she devours a greasy bacon cheeseburger while topless on the beach. Of course she has to stop for air. You stop for air, you're dead. She's stopping for air.
I had a feeling that would be
no
what,
one's not
I had
stopping
a feeling
for
that
air.
Would be what bugged you, is that this... She has to live. She has to breathe air. Like,
she has to live. She's going to continue eating her greasy burger. Also, I think it's surprising that the Daily Mail blurs out nipples. I thought they were a little more progressive than this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean,
it as a gag just because it's so funny to have 2 black X's on the nipples?
No, I think that they do that because they have to blur the nudity. No? It is hilarious, though, to blur.
It's really funny. But it's more visually compelling with the black box, is what I'm saying. Like, if you told me that they could do it and not get any violations, mm-hmm. I would believe that.
Also, if you want to read more about Carrie Katona, I haven't finished it, but The Guardian has an incredible like profile about her that was written in 2013, a while ago. But, you know, the subhead is plastic surgery, 2 divorces, I think it's now 3, drug addiction, the birth of her children, a second bankruptcy. The former Atomic Kitten has lived a life on a reality TV, but is she a victim of the celebrity machine or just brilliant at exploiting it? Mm-hmm. Which is always the line that you walk with these people, you know?
Yes.
You never know. It's like... is this someone we love to love? We love to hate. We love to love. Does she know what's going on with her? And it seems like she's kind of the enigma of that. That is
yes.
her thing.
I will end by saying I agree with James Burton, who was a commenter from Plymouth, United Kingdom. He commented on this story in the Daily Mail 9 hours ago. She's great, isn't she? Yeah.
Like, I feel we're going to get a few calls from British people being like, oh, Carrie Katona, we love her. We love her, you know?
She seems fun. She seems like a sort of lower key. Who is an American celebrity who sort of does this stuff?
She kind of reminds me of Anna Nicole Smith, but not as who?
Phoebe Price, kind of very Phoebe Price.
Yeah.
Just in like the real the thirst for attention like this, you know, willing to just do like very weird things that no one else typically does, just for the sake of being photographed.
Right.
Fun. Good.
Right.
And
right.
Again, the burger looks so good.
And the burger looks incredible. And you should never stop, like, whether you're topless, on the beach, whatever, never stop yourself from eating a burger in full view of the paparazzi.
No.
I mean, these aren't paparazzi photos with long lens. These are like, we're standing right in front of you taking your photos, right?
Right.
Yeah. Carrie, what have you done with all your rings then?
Where is it? Oh. Well, my first ring.
She's made a coat out of them.
Hey, listen. Justin, you were engaged to three men at the same time.
We're not talking about me, we're talking about you.
Right, well, I've been engaged three times and married every one of them. My first ring was from Brian, which I gave to my mum to put on a little finger. Sorry, mum. I'm so sorry, mum. And hi, DJ, by the way. And she was having a hard time and sold it on eBay for £500. Oh. And the second one I gave back to Rat Face Features. And the third one I have still got because I bought it.
Well, that was
And after you're done eating that delicious burger, why not have a nice little treat and stop for beignets at Christina Milian's
new
business, Beignet Box.
With this story.
I'm an actual entrepreneur.
Bobby like hates the fact that she's selling beignets from a truck.
Well, I don't understand. I just like the way that it's being presented as in like, of course, I don't know where it came from because she's not from New Orleans where beignets were popularized. She's from fucking New Jersey. I don't know her to be like a fun, you know, like Solange isn't from New Orleans, but she's there all the time. Like I don't know her to be like a New Orleans advocate, a New Orleans like part-time resident, but here she is suddenly just like, I don't even know where to be a sweets person. It's just everything about this came out of nowhere.
You don't know her to be an anything
nowhere.
Person. What
are you talking?
I know what do you know about Christina Milian? He's like, well, I know Christina
Milian. I know that love don't cost a thing. And
what
I know
else?
That beignets cost
know?
Kind of a
what
lot.
What else do you know?
That's it.
Okay, so you who know one thing about Christina Milian says, I don't like that she's selling beignets from a truck because I do not know her to be a person to sell beignets from a truck.
Mm? Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, that's what I think. That's what I think.
I see her as a young entrepreneur, and I love a business, so I think it's great that she's selling beignets from a truck.
The place is called the Beignet Box. I guess the truck is the titular box. She's selling them in LA, I think, mostly.
Yes, there's only one. There's a truck, and she's in it.
Sometimes she works with her daughter. Her daughter like looks miserable. Her daughter's like, "Oh my god, mom, why are you doing this?"
That was what makes me a little sad.
The daughter like hates being in this beignet truck, it seems, but she's going all in. This website, you know, if you went to this website, you'd just be like, "Wow, I've never seen anyone more excited about their business than Christina Milian is for Beignet Box."
Oh yeah.
There's a great quote on the about page that says that's just a photo of her. You know, arms crossed, and then underneath it, it says, quote, who doesn't love coffee and beignets? Co-founder/owner, Christina Milian.
Who doesn't?
Co-founder/owner, Elizabeth Morris.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't love
people
them?
People with a gluten intolerance and maybe who are trying to cut out sugar. Because beignets are really just square donuts covered
they're,
in
well,
powdered
just
sugar.
Like, they're more closer to like fried dough, which is donut.
Yeah, they're
you're
puffy.
Right.
Yeah.
They're delicious.
They're
Everyone
delicious.
Loves beignets.
They're the best.
And from a truck, hell yeah. Give me a beignet from a truck. Hell yeah. I'm here. For it. Made by Christina Milian. Dip it up low. Dip it low.
But you don't dip them in powdered sugar. They're just covered in powdered sugar.
Sure. Well, that's the sequel. That's the second song to Dip It Low.
Just Beignet Box's Instagram is really great. Just another sweet sundae full of beignets. And there's Christina Milian eating beignets.
Duh.
Honestly, now I want beignets. I want beignets.
Yeah, they're fucking delicious. I love this. The Blast did this great thing where they reported Tana Mongeau, the like YouTuber that who cares, she went out for a late night snack and she ended up at Christina Milian's truck, and Christina Milian was like, hey Tana, and everyone's like, and then it was just Christina Milian and Tana Mongeau like hanging out or whatever. It was great.
The sharks on Shark Tank could be really proud of her because she's like, she treats it like her full-time job.
Well, they also would be like, this is not a scalable business enterprise. You cannot be in every single truck.
They'd be like, I'll be a customer, but I won't be an investor. For that reason, I'm out.
The problem for me is I didn't really love the taste of it. I really wanted to, but I'm out.
And then one of them would be like, I'm trying to cut out sugar in my diet. For that reason, I'm out.
I love Everyone when they else. Say, I don't like your product. I'm out. Like, I tried it and I think it's bad. Or like, I prefer...
It's like Barbara takes a sip of some disgusting protein drink and she's like, I think it's disgusting. Lindsay, when you came over to my apartment last week for dinner and dancing, courtesy of Lala, did it smell like beef or did it smell like cat litter?
It smelled like beef. That's what you were cooking.
That's what I was cooking. It smelled like beef, you know?
It smelled... like beef.
It smelled delicious in my apartment. It smelled like all the yummy stuff I was cooking, and it didn't smell like cat poo poo or cat pee pee because I used Pretty Litter, and nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent, it's lightweight, it's low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to 1 month. Gives me peace of mind. I know I'm gonna have people over and then they're like, oh, it smells like cat in here. My apartment doesn't smell like cat. That's all you want.
No, it doesn't.
You can pick up the cat and love the cat and hug the cat, but doesn't smell like cat.
No.
Their crystals also change color to indicate early signs of potential illness in your cat, like UTIs, kidney issues, and more. This is, in my experience, this is not in the copy, especially helpful if you have a senior cat that's getting older and could have like weird medical issues. The litter crystals will change color and tell you that there might be something wrong so that when you go to the vet, you can say, hey, the litter changed color. Could be this. Check on this. So helpful. And if that is not enough for you, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door. You never run out. You won't have huge kitty litter bags taking up space, especially if you live in a small apartment. And even better, you don't have to lug the huge tubs from the store to your car, up the stairs, blah, blah, blah. Comes right to you. Go to prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/who. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. I'm out.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
So what is Rita up to? She's up to so much. Two big things. Huge things.
She was photographed at a charity event hugging Harry, Prince
her
Harry.
Her old friend. Old friend. They go way back.
Her old friend Harry.
They go so far back.
If anyone knows who Rita Ora is, it's fucking Prince Harry, I gotta say.
Prince Harry. Prince Harry of whatever. Wales.
They hugged. It was very sweet. Very nice. It was at a charity event. She was happy, but the true heads remember when Rita was on Wendy and said that she didn't see that Meghan Markle. She didn't think that Meghan Markle and Harry were going to work out. Do you remember that?
Are you wild about Harry?
I am. Who isn't? You thing is, over here, I feel like I just saw that picture. And for us, it's like we still get like flushy when we see the royal family. But Harry, any day of the week, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh, over William? Oh,
I hope I'm allowed back in the country after I say
no,
that.
No, Harry over William. Do you think he'll marry the girl? I say no.
I don't know. Because I still don't know if I believe it, you know.
That they're in a relationship?
Yeah.
No, I believe they're
no,
in
I
a
don't
relationship.
Know. I don't know.
What are they saying
Look,
over there?
Look, I know my prince, all right?
Okay.
And I know my prince really well.
Okay, okay.
And in my dreams, that just, for me, just, no, I don't think it works out. I just don't know if you can see her waffling around the Buckingham Palace.
No, they won't get married, but I do believe it's a real relationship
really?
Now, but they won't get married,
oh,
no.
Look at him, he's
Off
so
with
hot.
Her head.
Yeah, that's sort of what the headlines from that meeting ended up being about, as opposed to them being like, wow, Wendy has on the woman that she shaded so many times.
Well, that
and
was
both of them just sort of
incredible. Because that was when Rita goes on Wendy. And Rita knows, and Wendy knows, that every time Rita Ora is brought up on Wendy, Rita's like, Wendy is like, I don't know who this woman is.
Yes.
And so Rita shows up and she's like, it's me, I'm the woman.
And Wendy's like, I love you.
Yeah.
And you're Wendy, so great, I've always been a fan.
Wendy's like, you're amazing, incredible, what do you think about Prince Harry? And Meghan Markle. And Rita, like an idiot, is like, he's my prince. I love him
he's
so
He's great,
much.
He's the best. I really don't know Meghan, but I love Harry.
So cut 2 years later, Rita is hugging Harry. She's in full support of Meghan, of course, now. We all are.
Of course, everyone is. You have
we
to be to be on the right side of history. And the right side of history is Meghan's side.
New baby photos just released. Baby's born, Archie.
What do you think about Archie? There he is, grabbing
the finger.
I can't
really tell. Babies don't look like anything.
No.
They don't look like anything.
Young. They look like aliens. If they look like anything, they look like aliens.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. What we think aliens look like.
It's like, first of all, don't show us a baby photo until they're at least like 2 years old when they look like a person.
Rita also performed, apparently the World Cup is happening right now. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
I knew.
I knew that.
And Rita performed at one of the events, at one of the games. Which game did she perform at?
Like Soccer Aid.
Soccer Aid. So Soccer Aid is a charity related to soccer, but not a soccer game.
You know what? I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
But she performed there in a one-legged jean. And a shirt that was cut to shreds. She looked great.
She looked great. Of course, the Metro had a little fun with her, a little gag, a little fun at her expense. They said, poor Rita Ora's top evidently went through the shredder as she takes to Soccer Aid stage. Rude and jealous. I will say, not as offended by the top as I am by the bottoms. Do you see this?
Yeah, the top is kind of cool. The bottoms look just strange.
So she's wearing a pair of jeans. One jean is short, one jean is long, kind of like the Ava Max of jeans.
Yes, it's the Ava Max of jeans. The right leg is probably cut just under the crotch, so it's maybe like a, you know, like a 6-inch actual like pant leg, and then the other leg of the jean is full length.
It's crazy, actually.
All the other dancers are wearing jeans with both legs.
So why does Rita Ora have to wear one leg? And also, my other thing is, if you're dancing and running around, one leg jean is not going to be your best friend there.
No, just wear no leg jeans. Wear shorts.
Shorts. No leg jeans. Shorts. You just call shorts. You just call shorts no leg jeans.
Yeah, whoops. Wear jean shorts. I meant wear jean shorts. Rita, just wear jean shorts.
You know, no leg jeans. Love in the summer getting up, putting on my no leg jeans. My no leg jeans, my favorite pair of pants. Oh, I love my no leg jeans.
Although I could, if the right celebrity started calling them no leg jeans, we would also call them. We would all start calling. If Rita Ora called them no leg jeans, we would all start calling them no leg jeans. Soccer Aid 19. What happened? Rita Ora's wardrobe choice distracts viewers.
It is distracting. It is distracting.
But the performance was actually good. I watched the whole thing. It's good. She sang Ritual, which is growing on me. I didn't love it at first, and I kind of like it more and more now.
Yeah.
The performance is fun. She doesn't really do much. She's never been a huge dancer, but she does, like, she surrounds herself with dancers, which is good here. Here are some tweets. I hope Rita Ora gets help soon. So sad. She doesn't even have enough money to buy a full pair of jeans. # soccer aid. One joke. I will say Rita Ora's got so much money, you do not have to worry about it. Rita Ora's trousers are an accurate representation of British summer. Okay. I know I'm old, but what happened to her jeans? A third pondered. That was me. Why is Rita Ora wearing a full one trouser leg and one short? It's not like you're in bed where you have one foot in and one foot out. Okay,
whoa,
whatever.
Wait. That one took That's it to like a new summer, level. I can relate. Who can relate?
I do that.
You have one leg in, one leg out, just like Rita Ora's jeans.
If it's the summer and it's like not super cold, I don't have the air conditioning in yet. So.
You got one leg in, one leg out. You got to do that. Yeah, that's the way.
You got to stay cold.
But that really has nothing to do with Rita Ora wearing one leg jean, one leg no jean.
Did Rita Ora do buy one leg, get the second half price off for one leg jeans? Is that the trend now? # soccer aid? No, it's not the trend. It's Rita Ora setting the trend is what it is.
She always gives them something to talk about. Her fashion is amazing because she somehow keeps wearing things that get people to say, like, what are you wearing? Which is incredible and in good ways, I feel like.
And when your aesthetic is insane, you never look insane, you
right.
know?
And when, I feel like when, if you're a young fashion designer and you want to like make a statement or like do a weird thing, Rita, you know that Rita will wear it. Like, call her up. She's down. Yeah.
Like, if Angelica Houston wore this outfit, we'd be like, wow, Angelica Houston is dressed insanely. But I look at it, Rita, and I'm like, this is
fashion.
Fun.
You're like,
this
is fashion.
I don't know why I chose Angelica Houston, but you know.
It is, though, weird to me that she did. I guess she didn't do a lot of moving, but like, it's one thing to wear this out on the town. It's like fashion, take a photo. But moving around in a one-leg jean, it does not seem like a fun thing for me.
No, not at all.
Personally. Oh my
goodness.
And
with that, we're done. Wow. You know what does seem like a fun thing? Ending the episode. Thank you for listening. Thank you most of all for coming to our live shows. The tour is over and it was so successful. We had so much fun meeting all of you. It was really a whirlwind ride, and it took months and months and months and months and months.
It was an extended tour. We weren't on tour the whole time.
It was an extended tour, right?
We're so tired.
It was so much fun. We're very tired. Thank you so much. Shout out to everyone except Dulles Airport. What a nightmare place.
Everyone who came to our, everyone who paid for our meet and greet and then waited in line to meet us, that's insane. And you guys are wonderful.
You guys are just
everyone who made
heroes.
Shirts, whether they said Crunch Crunch or they said Bryce Dallas Howard, whether they were Daily Mail headlines. I mean, we just like love you guys. Like, you are genius. You're little geniuses.
And the hooligan who made my Patricia Clarkson shirt last time, my Patricia Clarkson tote, and then the P fell off and then it just like completely became
Atricia.
Like a mess. He made me a new one.
He made you a new one.
Now I have a new Patricia Clarkson
Patricia
tote.
Patricia.
Anyway, thank you so much. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Review us on Apple Podcasts. Support us on patreon.com/whoweekly. New episode today. Yeah, today. And we will see you on Friday with our call-in show. Call in 619-WHO-THEM to leave questions, comments, concerns. Bye. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
You will say that.
To be famous.
Have a good day at work, Olivia Wilde.